Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Connie Louise. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit Community Calendar event should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Or email your events to WCNO at WCNO.com.
Saturday, June 6th, the Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for such a time as this.
Come, join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther for such a time as this. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent, and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king. But only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther presented 5 p.m. Saturday, June 6th at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
We have a special guest this week. His name is John James. John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
G'day, mate. I was the former lead singer and co-founder for almost 18 years of a Christian band called the Newsboys. For those folks that don't know, Newsboys were a band that started many years ago, back in the 80s, the mid-80s, in Australia. Just a bunch of uneducated, barbaric, but passionate Aussie boys with a dream of using music to bring a positive message to the world through our faith. And we thought, what a great vehicle to bring a message of hope, especially to reaching people around the world, to reaching youth, then through the creative arts, through music. So the Newsboys started back in 1985 in a garage, annoying the neighbors every Saturday.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get into the program in just a minute and hear your testimony. But just tell the radio audience, what have you been up to lately and what you're doing now for your ministry?
Yeah, when I left the Newsboys over 16 years ago and went back to Australia, in my wildest dreams, I never ever thought I would come back to America. But 4 years ago, God really arrested my heart and has called me back to America as a missionary to reach America, to reach the youth of this nation, to work with local churches and to get into schools to bring a message of hope. And the reason I came back is because of what God impressed on my heart, that this great nation, America, is so busy saving the world, but right under their noses, we're losing this great nation. America is so busy saving young people in faraway lands, but right here in this great nation, we're losing the youth of our nation, the youth that are our inheritance, our legacy of tomorrow. So I've come back here to America as a missionary to reach America with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to encourage you to tune in the rest of this week, every day at 11 o'clock and at nighttime at 11 to 11:30 p.m. John's going to be sharing his testimony throughout the week. Just encouraged to have him and be excited about what God's doing in your ministry, John.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for being here, bro.
Shine, let it shine before all men. Let them see good works in them. Let them glorify the Lord.
So here I am, folks, in my big mansion in Nashville. I'm sitting on my couch, I'm high, I'm drunk, I'm weeping, I'm broken, I'm feeling so trapped, so lost, feeling so hopeless. But I'm sitting there with a loaded gun on my leg, ready to end my life. And I'm hearing this voice screaming in my head saying, "You're such a failure, you're such a loser. God gave you the world, you had everything, and you just made a mess of everything He gave you. Just, you know, you failed your wife, your children, your ministry, your fans, but most of all, you failed God. He believed in you so much. And this is how you say thank you to God? By making a mess of everything. Pick up that gun, stick it against your head, and blow your brains out, because that's all you're good for, nothing. And as I'm sitting there shaking, weeping, realizing this is it. This is it. This is the sum total of my life right now. And as I'm there moments away from ending my life, I hear this voice screaming accusations in my head. And it said, "But wait, John, before you blow your brains out on the couch, congratulations, boy, you have done something really well in your life." And it said, "You remember your dad who walked out on you when you were a kid, who tore your world apart, who messed you up emotionally, mentally, physically for years. You remember how you hated that man? You remember how you used to say, 'Oh, one day when I have a wife, one day when I have a family, one day when I have children, I will never, ever, ever do to my wife and my kids like my dad did to me, my sisters, my brother, and my poor mum.' Well, guess what, John? Congratulations, boy, because you're just like your dad, a loser." Oh, come on. Talk about take a knife and stab me through the heart at the finish line. Who was this voice? The accuser of the brethren, who has only one desire, one goal for every man, woman, and child alive that has ever lived, and that is to rob, to kill, and to destroy. So as I picked up that gun, I stuck it against my head, and with tears just running down my cheeks, I closed my eyes, friends. I took in one slow, last, deep breath. And with my last breath, I tried to pray one final hopeless prayer in this life before I pulled the trigger and stepped into eternity and faced what came next. What does that mean for me now? And here I am, gun pushed hard against my temple, with my eyes closed. As I drew in that breath, all I could barely get out was four words. All I could say was, "Please, God, help me." Instantly, the phone rings. instantly, the answering machine kicked on. And it never did that. I had that thing set up so it would ring forever before it went to the message bank. But this day, it was barely half a ring. So picture this. Here I am on my couch, a gun against my head, milliseconds away from pulling the trigger, but I'm listening to see who's leaving a message on the answering machine. What? Wouldn't you? It could be important before you die. You know, you forgot to pay a bill or something. I don't know. And as I'm listening, isn't it crazy, mate, how years later we can laugh about this now? At the time, crazy. Isn't life a crazy journey? And as I'm listening to see who's leaving a message on the answering machine, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It just happened to be my ex-wife calling from the other side of the world, Australia. Church, I've got to be honest. Wasn't really the last voice I wanted to hear in this life before I died. And I remember I got so angry at her because I'm listening to her and she's going on and on and on and on and on and on. It's like she's relentless. And I thought, this woman is so rude. She's filling up all the tape on the answering machine, just on and on. And I remember I stood up, I got so angry, I threw the gun on the couch and I just yelled some lovely colourful adjectives at the phone. Like she could hear me, and I'm just yelling at it from across the room. And I remember I said, for God's sake, woman, just leave me alone. You're on the other side of the world. Huh, Australia. Oh, but that doesn't stop you. You can still reach out halfway around the world and nag, 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 nag me. For God's sake, just let a guy kill himself in peace, you know? I picked up the phone like, what do you want? I don't remember the whole conversation. I was drunk, I was high, I was a mess. But I remember she said, John, don't hang up on me, please, I beg you. Leave it all. Get as far away from that place as you can. Come back to Australia. But then she said the most craziest thing. She said, but John, listen, more than anything in the world, don't come back to Australia for our marriage. John, more than anything in the world, don't come back to Australia for your children or your family. More than anything in the world, would you come back to Australia to find your way back to God? See, that woman knew that the only hope for John James, for this broken, messed up, wounded, bleeding man, was to find my way back to the foot of the cross. To find my way back into the arms of Jesus Christ. I remember I said to her, never, woman. And even if I wanted to, it's Christmas now. I'll never get a ticket. It's the busy season. She said, I've booked you a ticket at Leeds in 2 days. Women are so sneaky. So here I stand against all odds. I shouldn't even be alive. I shouldn't be here. See, not only did I meet Jesus Christ for the first time in the outback of Australia when I was 15, but 16 years ago, when I had it all and living the dream, I made a mess of everything and I lost everything. And there with a gun against my head, ready to end my life, I met somebody. And that somebody is called God of the Second Chance. And when you meet this God of the Second Chance, he doesn't come with a whip or a stick or a stone in his hand. He comes with the most incredible message of love, of mercy, of grace, of forgiveness. He found me again. One of his kids left for dead on the side of Lice Road, and he came and he picked me up and he breathed life into me. Only today am I starting to understand the power of the scripture, God's life-changing word. When Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. He found me left for dead, enchained, in prison and dying.
Only today am I starting to understand the power of the scripture where Jesus said, I have come to set the captives free. I'll leave you with this now. I told you at the start of my quick testimony how I met Christ when I was 15 in the outback of Australia. But this incredible God that I serve by His great Holy Spirit on the other side of Australia found my dad. My dad's conversion to Christ was so life-changing, was so dynamic that he instantly led his new wife to the Lord. That's my stepmom. Then he hopped on a plane and flew to the other side of Australia where we all lived. We hadn't seen that man in years and I didn't want to. And then he has the audacity to lead his ex-wife to the Lord, my mom. Then he leads her new husband to the Lord, my stepdad. Then he goes on and leads my five sisters and my brother to the Lord. Then he goes on a rampage and starts leading my aunts, uncles, cousins, first cousins, second cousins to the Lord. I have a second cousin that's a pastor of a church in Australia because my dad led them to the Lord. My dad went on to become my family's great patriarch. Because of my dad, my family now has a future and an inheritance in the kingdom of God. My dad went on to become my best friend, my buddy, the greatest mentor and teacher in my life. I'm touring America. This is my 16th mission trip back to America. I shouldn't even be here, but God. I'm touring a little while ago in America. Preaching, bringing a message of hope, going into the public schools around this nation. I was touring the outback of America, Texas. And I get a phone call from a family member that's in tears, and I knew something straight away. I said, what's wrong? They said, John, we're so sorry. You're so far away. They said, but your dad's has had a heart attack and died. Broke my heart because I couldn't be there in the hospital to thank him and to say goodbye to him. So I hopped on a plane. I flew back to Australia. I buried my hero. I sent him home. Well done, Dad. Well done, mate. You go home. And I hopped on a plane and flew back to America and continued to bring a message of hope, of the love of God to this nation. The point I'm trying to make is this. My dad used to always say, son, you can't change the past, but you can take responsibility for the future. My dad used to always say, son, just like God's word says, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of new beginnings, of new miracles. My dad was so proud of me. He used to tell everyone at home, crikey, can you believe my son's a missionary to America? My dad used to come around to the house before every one of these 16 mission trips to America before I got my visas recently to live here again now, to remind me and to pray for me. He used to say, son, make sure when you go to America, don't forget, bring those good folks a message of hope. You tell them that God says, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of new beginnings. You tell them that God says, if they will let him into their broken lives, into the addictions, into those prison cells, into those areas that want to suck the life out of you. If they will let God in today, he will bring a miracle of hope and restoration like they could never dream possible. My dad used to always say, son, never give up on people. No matter how far they may seem from God, no matter how lost they may appear, my dad used to say, son, if there's a heartbeat, there's hope. He used to say every heartbeat is like a prophetic declaration that says, hope, hope, hope. I may carry the scars of the mistakes of my past for the rest of my life. I know that. There's always consequences to our actions that we have to live with and deal with. I understand that. I may carry the scars of my divorce and broken marriage. But God has shown me this, that we do not have to allow the tragic mistakes of yesterday that cost us so dearly. We do not have to allow those mistakes to dictate or define our future. I can't change the past, folks, but I can take responsibility of how I live today moving forward. I can take responsibility that no matter how many days I have left in this world, I am going to live a life that brings Him honor and glory. I'm going to do my best moving forward to be an authentic representation of the kingdom of God and of the love, mercy, and grace. I don't really care today. Don't care at all about coming here and boasting about who I used to be or how famous my band was. If I want to boast about anything, let me boast today about my awesome Heavenly Father that found me and breathed life and hope. Let me boast about this awesome God that isn't here today with a whip or a stick ready to beat you down. He is here with the most incredible miracle message of love, of mercy, of grace. You live long enough, you realize life doesn't always go to plan, at least not to our plan, but oh, God has a plan. And here you are today. I don't know what your journey's been like, but I know this crazy journey called life has a tendency to beat us all up. And today, the message I bring to you is that God is passionately, with open arms, pause to run to you. Maybe it's time today that we let go of the past. We let go of the hurt, the anger, the betrayal. Maybe today it's time to finally forgive that one that tore your world apart, who betrayed you, who wounded you. Maybe it's time to finally let go, because life weighs us all down with so much baggage.
Joining us today for The Revealing Truth. I hope you'll tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or to make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.